Please be seated.
祷告之前，我们再继续来查考一段哥罗西书。
Before our prayer this morning, let us study a part of Colossians.
我们现在来看哥罗西书第一章。
Let us turn to Colossians chapter
5.
Chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
第九节
Verse 9
哥罗西书第一章第九节
Colossians chapter 1 verse 9
因此我们自从听见的日子就为你们不住的祷告祈求愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意第十节
Verse 10.
好叫你们行事为人对得其主凡事蒙他喜悦在一切善事上多结果子渐渐多知道神从第三节一直到第十二节保罗有两个祷告
From verse 3 through verse 12 Paul has two prayers
第三节到第八节保罗的祷告是感谢的祷告。
From verse 3 through verse 8 is a prayer of thanksgiving.
那九节到十二节，保罗是代祷。
But in verses 9 through 12, it is a prayer of intercession.
好，那这两个祷告的内容不一样。
And the content of these two prayers is different.
第三节到第八节，它是对哥罗西教会的信徒他们的信仰的进步有实质这样来祷告
and
来感谢
in verses 3 through 8 he is praying to give thanks for the substance of the faith of the believers in Colossae
就是他们的生活信耶稣以后确实有信有望有爱
that is in their lives after believing they have faith and hope and love
在生活上实际有表现信心所做的功夫爱心所受的劳苦还有盼望所存的忍耐
and in their lives they expressed the work produced by faith the labor prompted by love and the endurance inspired by hope
也因为这样所以福音一直在进步在增长
and because of this the gospel continued to grow and to prosper
所以保罗为这个感谢神
so Paul was thankful for this
那九节到十二节
In verses 9 through 12
保罗对他们的信仰的一种代祷
He prayed in intercession for their faith
这个代祷就是表示他们要努力的一个目标
And in the prayer also we see the goal of their faith
目标就是要他们的信仰不断的往上提升
That is, they had to have a goal before them to constantly improve and to grow their faith.
我们知道我们的信仰如果没有提升就会停在一个地方不会进步。
We know that if our faith is not elevated constantly, it will become stagnant.
那信仰如果要提升需要有一个目标。
So in order to elevate our faith, we have to have a goal.
我们常常发现刚信主的时候进步很快。
We find that when we first believe in Christ, we have very rapid improvement.
但是过了几年我们的进步都停止了。
But after several years, perhaps our advancement ceases.
因为刚开始我们觉得我们什么都不懂。
Because in the beginning, we feel that we know nothing.
有时候连圣经都翻不出来。
Sometimes we don't even know where to flip in the Bible.
所以我们感觉到不足。
So we find that we are lacking.
所以我们有心要追求。
And then we have a heart to improve ourselves.
那过了几年。
But after several years.
可能我们看周围的人发现信很久跟我们一样。
We may see the people around us who have also believed for a long time.
那再来我们生活又很平安。
And our lives are fairly smooth.
有时候事业很顺利。
Perhaps our careers are going well.
所以我们对信仰就好像没有目标了。
Then we lose sight of the goal of our faith.
那信仰没有目标，我们就失去进步。
And without this goal clearly before us, then we lose the advancement of our faith.
那在这里保罗的带导给我们一个很清楚的目标，到底我们信仰要追求什么？
So, Paul's prayer in verses 9 through 12 gives us a very clear goal.
第九节说，满心知道神的旨意。
So, in verse 9, it says that we may be filled with the knowledge of his will.
也就是在每一件事情上，我们都知道神要我们怎么做。
That is knowing in every aspect of our lives what God would have us do.
这个就是我们信仰很重要一个目标。
This is a very important goal of our faith.
我们知道每一件事情可能我们的想法有三个来源。
In thinking about things, there are probably three sources of our ideas.
一个是我们自己的意思。
One is our own ideas.
一个是神的意思。
Another is the will of God.
另外一个是魔鬼的意思。
And a third is the will of Satan.
但是我们在这个三个意思里面呢，我们发现所带给人不同的结果。
But we find that if we follow any one of these three, then it comes to different outcomes.
那满心知道神的旨意，就是我们要确定我们所做的每一个决定我们心里的意念都跟神的意思一样。
So being filled with the knowledge of his will means that we are clear about what God would have us do and how he would have us think.
那要知道神的旨意这个第九节说要有属灵的智慧跟悟性。
And verse 9 tells us that in order to have this knowledge, we need all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
那属灵的智慧悟性从哪里来？
So where does the spiritual understanding come from?
是从神来的。
It comes from God.
所以需要祷告。
So we have to pray.
我们看摩西在诗篇九十篇他有七个心愿或者七个祷告。
In Psalm 90, Moses wrote seven prayers.
那第一个祷告就是求神给我们智慧的心。
And the first prayer was that God may give us a heart of wisdom.
所以这个智慧非常的重要。
So we see that wisdom is extremely important.
那所罗门当然神给他智慧，但是他的那个智慧是地上的。
And Solomon also received wisdom from God, but his wisdom was more pertaining to the world.
所以他可以做一个很好的王，把国家弄得很强盛。
So he was a very effective king and made the nation strong.
那在这里保罗为哥罗西教会的祷告是属灵的智慧。
But here, what Paul prays for the believers there was spiritual wisdom.
所以这个智慧不是怎么读书、怎么赚钱、怎么在事业成功。
So the wisdom here does not pertain to how to study or how to be successful in your career or make money.
那这个智慧要带给我们几个很重要的结果。
But this kind of wisdom gives us some important outcomes.
第十节。
Verse 10.
第一个。
First.
让我们行事为人对得起主。
First, being able to walk worthy of the Lord.
如果我们看英文worthy of the Lord, 就是我们的生活能够跟神一样的有价值。
So that means being worthy of the Lord is that our life is of worth to God.
这个是一个很重要的目标。
This is an important goal.
圣经里面记载，但以理书里面有一个王叫做伯沙撒王。
In the Bible, there was a.
在第五章。
In Daniel chapter 5, there describes a king, Belshazzar.
我们看但以理书第五章。
Let's look at Daniel chapter 5.
在第五章里面第一节在他讲他有一千个大臣在摆设筵席。
And in chapter 5 verse 1 it says, Belshazzar the king made a great feast for 1,000 of his lords.
然后他把从耶路撒冷圣殿所拿来的器皿在那里用来宴客。
And he used the precious vessels from the temple in Jerusalem to serve his guests.
这是一个很快乐的时刻。
It was a very happy time for him.
但是正在吃得很快乐的时候，第五节说，忽然有一个手指头在墙壁写字。
But while they were enjoying themselves thoroughly, there was all of a sudden a hand that appeared writing on the wall.
第十节说，太后跟王整个脸色都变了。
And it said that the queen and the king and his lords all changed countenance.
那到底能谁能够把这个字解释出来呢？
And who can explain the meaning of this writing?
后来就找到但以理。
So they found Daniel.
那但以理在25节里面就告诉这个王。
And Daniel in verse 25 told the king.
说27节。
Verse 27.
你在神的天平中显出你的亏欠。
And you have been weighed in the balances and found wanting.
所以在神有一个天平。
In God's hands is a balance.
一边是放他给我们的救恩。
On the one hand, one side of the balance is his salvation that he has given us.
那另外一边就是放我们的生活。
And the other side is our life.
如果我们的生活能够配得上神的救恩，我们的生活就是有价值。
If our life is found to be balanced with the salvation that God has given us, then our life is worthy.
如果我们的生活配不上神给我们这个救恩，
If our life does not match the salvation that God has given us,
我们在神面前就亏欠。
Then in God's eyes, we are found lacking.
就是在神面前就没有价值。
That means our life is worthless.
没有价值就是亏欠。
And if we do not have worth in God's eyes, then we are lacking.
所以我们今天一直在想成功。
So we keep on striving for success.
那到底什么就是成功？
What is true success?
我们成功是用人的想法在量。
Our success is measured often by human means.
但是回到哥罗西书里面讲，还有一个衡量方法。
But according to Colossians, there's another measure.
就是神的旨意。
Which is the will of God.
如果我们做一切都跟神的旨意一样。
If everything we do is according to the will of God.
那我们的生活在神面前有价值。
Then our lives will be worthy in God's eyes.
这个叫做成功。
And that is true success.
这个叫做另外一种的成功。
This is another kind of success.
也就是用属灵的标准来衡量的成功。
And that is the success that is measured by spiritual standards.
但是这需要智慧。
But that requires wisdom.
所以为什么保罗为哥罗西教会的信徒祷告，求神给他们智慧。
So this is why Paul prayed for the Colossians in order to improve their faith.
他们希望他希望在神的标准之下，他们能够过一个很有价值的生活。
And he prayed for them to increase in wisdom and spiritual understanding so that their lives may be more worthy of God.
那为什么这个很有价值的生活这么重要？
Why is it so important to have a life worthy of the Lord?
下面说，凡事蒙他喜悦。
And it says, fully pleasing him.
如果我们的生活在神面前配得过他的救恩，神会喜悦我们。
If we walk or we live lives that are worthy of his salvation, then he will be pleased with us.
那如果我们的生活亏欠跟我们从神得到这么宝贵的救恩配不上去。
However, if we have our lives lacking and not worthy of the salvation,
那神就不能喜悦我们了。
Then God will not be pleased.
好像波沙撒王。
Just like with Belshazzar.
他有亏欠，那一天晚上他就被杀掉了。
Because he was found lacking before God, he was killed that night.
他的王位就离开他。
And then he lost his kingdom.
所以我们如果有亏欠，我们将来在神面前要面对神，就很难得到神的赏赐。
So one day we will all be judged, and if we are found lacking, then we will not receive the blessings from God.
那如果我们能够蒙神喜悦，我们就可以得到神的赏赐。
But if we are pleasing to God, then he will grant us his blessings.
所以这个我们活在世界上有一个最重要的对象，我们要得到他的喜悦，就是天上的神。
So, of course, the object of our lives must be God in order to be pleasing to him.
那要得到神的喜悦，就是每一件事情明白他要我们怎么做。
And in order to be fully pleasing God, we have to understand His will in all matters.
重要不是我们怎么做，是神要我们怎么做。
The important question is not how we should live, but how God wants us to live.
那这个需要有属灵的智慧。
And that requires spiritual wisdom.
下面说，在一切善事上多结果子。
And then, following that, he writes, being fruitful in every good work.
一个属灵的智慧所带给人，就是在生活上结果子。
And the spiritual wisdom also allows us to bear fruit in our lives.
那这个果子就是要给人来享用的。
And these fruits are for others to enjoy.
让周围的人啊能够来享受。
So that the people around us may benefit from them.
能够感觉到我们信主的人啊真的是很好。
And that they may feel that being a Christian is a wonderful thing.
因为他在我们身上可以享受你在别人身上所没有那个果子。
And from us, they can derive many fruits that they could not have from anywhere else.
好像主耶稣走到哪个地方啊，都让人得到造就。
For example, wherever Jesus went, he brought edification to the people around him.
因为啊，他多结果子。
Because he had many fruits to share.
这是啊，智慧所带给我们。所以这个智慧不是头脑一种观念而已。
So these are all the things that wisdom brings us, not just something that we think in our minds.
这个智慧所带给我们实际生活的一种表现。
True wisdom is something that is expressed through our lives.
因为这个智慧改变我们对事情的看法。
Because wisdom completely changes how we think.
我们刚刚赞美是说求主耶稣变成我们的 vision, 就是我们所看到的能够跟主耶稣看到一样。
And the hymn we just sang is like a prayer asking God to be our vision.
这个就是智慧。
And that is wisdom also.
我们看到的跟主耶稣看到一样。
That we may see what Jesus sees.
那这个就是我们要向神祷告的。
And that is something that we should also pray to God for.
那最后就是渐渐多知道神。
And finally, increasing in the knowledge of God.
是我们对那看不见的神认识越来越深。
So that we may understand and come to know the God who is invisible more and more.
所以属灵智慧最后的目标就是认识神。
So the purpose of spiritual wisdom and spiritual understanding is to come to know God.
是我们跟神的关系越来越亲近。
So that we may have a growing close relationship with God.
所以这段圣经告诉我们我们信仰要往上提升。一个很重要的条件就是要有属灵的智慧。
So we see here that an important criteria for elevating our faith is to increase in wisdom and spiritual understanding.
使我们生活有改变，在神看起来有价值。
So that our lives may change and that our lives may be found worthy.
我们现在大概还有半个钟头的时间，我们要一起来祷告。
So now we have about 30 minutes and we will spend the time to pray.
求主耶稣圣灵充满我们。
May the Holy Spirit fill us all.
让我们有属灵的智慧悟性。
And that we may have increasing spiritual wisdom and knowledge.
来满心知道神的旨意。
So that we may fully know the will of God.